Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Yesterday's commentary looked at the issues of whistleblower Dr. Rick Bright's appearance before the House Energy and Commerce Committee to charge he was booted from his high-level post of a biodefense agency after the Trump administration resisted his science-based warnings. Today we're going to focus on the thoughts regarding hydroxychloroquine, which has been used successfully for 70 years to treat malaria as well as other autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. He questioned the use of making the anti-inflammatory drug available as a treatment for coronavirus. Two lawmakers, who are also physicians, said they had heard from many doctors who have reported success in treating patients with protocols of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin and sometimes zinc. Meanwhile, Bright pushed back on a request by HHS Secretary Alex Azar to make hydroxychloroquine available for coronavirus patients. The FDA did grant emergency use authorization, allowing doctors and hospitals under certain conditions to prescribe hydroxychloroquine for patients with the respiratory disease caused by the coronavirus. Bright was concerned that there were only anecdotal reports of hydroxychloroquine's efficacy, but it hasn't been shown in randomized studies to have an overwhelming benefit. When Democrat Representative Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico asked Bright about President Trump's statement that the drug had shown very, very encouraging, very early results, Bright replied, "I do not think that was the best informed statement." He added that, quote, "it distracted from their efforts in developing other drugs," end of quote. So what is the reality and what are the facts? More than 90% of a total of 2,300 patients treated with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin in studies in China, France, South Korea, Algeria, and the United States improved clinically. The antiviral properties of these drugs have been studied since 2003. Particularly when combined with zinc, they hinder viral entry into cells and inhibit replication. Some studies show a decrease in the number of days in which a patient is contagious, a reduction in the need for ventilators, and a shortened time to clinical recovery. In early April, a poll of 6,200 physicians in 30 countries found hydroxychloroquine to be the best drug available to treat the coronavirus. And renowned infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Smith declared he had seen 100% success in his treatment of 72 seriously ill coronavirus patients with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. He's quoted as saying, quote, "it's a game changer, an absolute game changer," end of quote. What is not being mentioned is that Dr. Bright literally signed the application for FDA authorization. Bright also calls for a standard centralized coordinated plan that includes all Americans. The White House, meanwhile, has presented federal guidelines acknowledging the constitutional authority for dealing with the outbreak lies with the governors. It appears his whistleblowing was based on fundamental philosophical and policy differences with the Trump administration. Democrats in Congress have made it their main goal from the election in November 2016 to make sure the Trump administration never got off the ground. Democrats have forever changed the face of politics. This has been a time that has seen politicians willing to sacrifice the very safety of our nation for highly partisan political purposes. This time will long be remembered as the point in history when the political process made a change forever and not necessarily for the better of the nation. These Democrats politicians will rue the day they steer the nation into these uncharted waters. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! parts.